Welcome, Tim Versalotti, director of the Western New England University Poll, professor of political science, and one of the brightest guys I know. Let's talk about the 2018 midterms and chances for the Democrats to retake the House and the Senate. What are you sensing?
Yeah, let's break them out one at a time. So in the Senate, the current party split is 51-49 Republicans over Democrats. Democrats have 47 seats and two independents, Bernie Sanders and Angus King, who caucus with the Democrats. Next year, voters will fill 34 Senate seats, and the Democrats and independents are defending 26 of them.
That's a lot.
So, yeah. It is a lot, and the folks who are up this year were elected during the Obama re-election of 2012. So while ordinarily the party that holds the White House will take a hit in midterm legislative elections, this year, just the way it's shaken out, the Democrats are really on the defense. And they're on the defense in some tough places where Donald Trump had won significantly in 2016, places like North Dakota, West Virginia, Indiana, Missouri. Incumbent senators in those states really have their work cut out for them. And there aren't a lot of opportunities for the Democrats to offset losses there with pickups in other places. Their two best opportunities may be Nevada, where the incumbent Republican Dean Heller will have a tough primary challenge, and Arizona, where Jeff Flake is stepping down at the end of his term, and in all likelihood there will be an extremely conservative Republican nominee in his place. The demographics of both Nevada and Arizona are such that Latinos are becoming more and more significant political forces there. So those seats could be in play for Democrats, but all in all, the map is a tough one. And folks who assess these races for a living predict that it'll probably still be a narrow Republican majority at the end of 2018 after the midterms.
So how do the Trump numbers, which aren't all that good nationwide, but maybe better in those individual states where the Democrats are defending the, I mean, in other words, one thing is to have had Trump voters when he won, but his popularity is not very high right now. Wouldn't that indicate something about the Senate seats?
It would. And so when you look at those states that are going to be heavy lifts for the Democrats, those are places where Trump remains popular. So he remains popular in West Virginia. He remains popular in Missouri, in North Dakota, in Indiana. And so his unpopularity is spread across the country, and it's extremely deep in blue states. And so those red states with Democratic senators, those could be some difficult battlegrounds for the Democrats this year.
You mentioned Bernie Sanders. Now, Bernie Sanders has been making noises like he might run for president again. How old would he be?
Oh, you're testing me there. Yeah. He would be well into his 70s for sure. He has such a loyal following, though.
That, 79, I think. Yeah.
He was such an effective fundraiser in 2016, and one would expect that to be the case again. You come across pockets of passionate Bernie Sanders supporters now when you're traveling around or if you're just reading things online, and they would be delighted to line up again. You have to ask yourself, and this would be a question that he would be asking, is does he have it in him? These are physically demanding enterprises, national campaigns. They require so much of you, not just in terms of intellect, but just sheer physical punishment. I'd be surprised if he gave it another shot, but I'm surprised all the time these days.
Tim Versalotti of the Western New England University Poll. Let me go back to that House question. You gave us a good analysis of the Senate. Now let's talk about the House.
Yeah. The magic number is 25. The Democrats have to flip 25 seats to take a majority in the House of Representatives. And they have a shot. They have a shot in terms of the generic ballot. When pollsters ask people if the election were held today, which party would you like to see win in your district, the average on Real Clear Politics is still Democrats by about 6.7 percentage points. And there are plenty of seats around the country where Republicans have opted to retire and create some openings, some opportunities. We'll have an interesting indicator coming up in a few weeks. There will be a special election to fill a House seat in suburban Pittsburgh on March 13th. The occupant of that seat, Tim Murphy, resigned after news broke of an extramarital affair. And this is a safe Republican seat. Trump won this district fairly easily. And yet the Democrat, a newcomer, a former federal prosecutor by the name of Connor Lamb, whose family has been active in Pittsburgh politics for some time, is outraising the Republican candidate, a state representative from Western Pennsylvania. He's outraising him 2-1. And so Vice President Pence has been to the district to campaign. President Trump is going there in a few weeks to campaign. And there hasn't been any public polling, but privately both sides say the margin is probably in the single digits, and this could be a big upset. And if this is a big upset, and if the Democrat wins, that would be not just a sign of enthusiasm on the part of Democratic voters, but it would also be a huge boost in morale and fundraising for Democratic candidates in Republican districts. So this is one to watch. On March 13th, the 18th House District in Pennsylvania, suburban Pittsburgh. You want to keep an eye on that.
So, Mr. Political Scientist, let me ask you this. When you look at Trump's unpopularity across the country and everything else, Pennsylvania, of course, was the Trump state in many ways. So do the Democrats have a real chance of taking the House?
This is one of those where everything has to line up, because we have to keep in mind, based on how the House districts are drawn, there are built-in Republican advantages.
And
where the Republicans have played the long game is they have won control of two-thirds of state legislatures in this country, and they redrew the maps after the 2010 census. And so Democrats are battling uphill in that regard already. What they have on their side is a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of Democratic frustration with President Trump, and an acknowledgement that the Senate may be out of reach, but that the House may be there. So this will require a lot of organizing, just a lot of shoe leather, door knocking, retail politics,
and getting Tim getting some decent candidates, not a bunch of 25-year-old political science majors who say, "I want to be a congressman."
Well, it's true. It's true. And we have seen an unprecedented number of women in particular getting involved in politics at all levels in this cycle. And the Democrats are fielding some interesting candidates, women and military veterans, or a combination of both of those characteristics, in a number of Republican districts around the country. So who knows? There could be some surprises. It will not be easy. It will require everything the party has to pull this off.
Always wonderful to talk to our pal Tim Versalotti, director of the Western New England University Poll, professor of political science, and a guy who knows an awful lot about everything we want to know about. Thanks, Tim.
Oh, you're welcome.